Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning. It's the Breakfast Club, BBC Radio. It's Sunday Girl, Blundy. Mikey is here with us this week. Mandy back next week. Sophie here as well. A couple of things going on. There's a radio station here in Canada. Early on Wednesday morning, someone at this pop and soft rock station in Vancouver, Canada, called Kiss 104.9, started playing a song by Rage Against the Machine, okay? And the song was this. There's a rude version. Luckily, we've got the clean edit here.
Are we sure it's the clean edit?
We've checked.
Someone checked it.
So one of those
looking
career,
through the glass
career
at the
ending
nervous
moments,
eyes.
Potentially. All right.
It's, okay, here we go.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. Terrible song, though. Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine. So they played it once, and then it ended. And they played it again. And again. And
radio playout software can do some very strange things.
And again. And then by midday, the song had been played hundreds and hundreds of times.
Wow.
Prompting speculation that this choice, it was a DJ protesting that the company had been, the radio station had been bought. And they were changing to a different...
Never anger a radio DJ while they are on the air.
Yeah, they were changing the station.
For all of our bosses.
They were turning it from like rock into something else, I don't know, folk or country or whatever. So he just played the same song about 1,000 times over and over
again. I'd love
it
if they did that on a rock station, but you know, in protest they played something like Barry Manilow or like something very mellow.
As a silent protest. Anyway, the weird thing is the listening figures went up because people were trying to figure out what was going on.
Of course.
Listening to the same song over and over and over again. The Today Show in the States, the big American morning show, equivalent of, I don't know, BBC Breakfast News or Good Morning Britain or whatever, was talking about parenting secrets and confessions. And they got some of the funniest responses ever. And these were all over your news this morning. The question was, what's your biggest parenting secret? And some of them are just quite amusing.
Brilliant.
We've all got these. I still insist to my daughter, now 13, that I'm friends with Van Morrison and he wrote the song Brown Eyed Girl just for me. She believes
brilliant.
Me.
Brilliant. My dad, he actually made it into his speech at my wedding. When we climbed Mount Snowdon, I was about, I don't know, 12, I guess. He convinced me that the reason that goats and sheep stay on the mountainside is that the fibres in their feet was how they developed Velcro. And I was like, no, that's definitely not true. And he went on and on and on. And I was like, fine, okay, whatever, I believe you. And it, like, I've never, ever, ever lived it down.
And I bet to this day there's a point of view when you see a goat, you're like, maybe that's right.
Probably my biggest secret, I think I'm safe to say this now because it's 9:10, they'll be in school. I do the count to five thing.
Yeah, they ignore that when they get a bit older.
If you're not, well, it's still working on my 10-year-old. What they don't know is I don't know what to do if I got
to one. When you get to number one, yeah, exactly.
And they haven't moved, but it's never happened yet in 10 years of parenting. Yeah.
Here's some more of these confessions. I taught my son to read Eminem lyrics when he was 8. He knows them all.
Wow.
I like this. I let my baby soothe her teething gums with a cold beer bottle. She sits in my lap holding the bottle and rubs her gums on the opening. It's empty. I just keep it cold for her. It's her favourite teether and a great drool catcher. That's
not
a great
okay.
hack. That's a parenting hack. Here's my favourite in the list is the mum who took her kids to a pet store and told them it was a zoo because she couldn't be bothered going to the zoo.
That's amazing. Another strong one is the ice cream van plays that music because it's run out. So it lets everyone know in the area that there's no more ice cream.
Until my kids were about 8, they believed that my hair flew off on a really, really windy day. And I used to say, whenever we passed a tree with a bird's nest, I'd say, there it is. And they'd crane their necks to look out of the window. I try it now and they're like, just, yeah, shut up.
BBC Radio Oxford. Aircheckdownloads.com.